got your Bibles, open up to the book of James, the 5th chapter and the 13th verse. I made a statement Monday night that's been resonating in my spirit. I made the statement that, you know, we always say prayer changes things. It sounds good. It makes us feel great. But it's fictional. Uh-oh, I stepped on y'all toes that time, didn't I? It's not realistic. You don't need prayer to change things. You need prayer to change people. How many hear what I'm saying? It's not the prayer that produces the change. It's the anointing involved in the prayer that creates an atmosphere of change. It's the faith entwined in the prayer that makes things happen. So if you've got folks praying for you that don't have any faith, they're wasting their time.
Come on now.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Getting hot. I guess I better read some verses, huh? Verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? Mean any among you suffering, distressed, suffering trouble, pressured, full of anxiety, so many things. How many people, when it talks about among, it means within your group or in your congregation? How many people are in this situation or going through this? It says, let him do what? Pray. But the thing about it is, when it says the word, now you have to understand something. All these words, you might hear the same word 3 or 4 times, but it's not synonymous with each other. They have different meanings.
All right.
If you don't know what the meaning of that particular word is, then you will translate that scripture incorrectly. If you translate the scripture incorrectly, then that means that your life is going to be incorrect because you're living by something that is not true. It's not factual with God. When it says pray, it means pray directly to God. The thing about that is, if you don't know him, how can you pray to him? Y'all don't hear me this morning. People are praying and they don't have a personal relationship with him. Amen. See, I mean, Therese and I, we harass each other all the time. That's because we have personnel with each other. If I didn't have any personnel with him, I don't think he'd like me harassing him. See? See, I tell him and my wife all the time, they are brutally honest. If you can't handle it, get out the kitchen. But how many understand what I'm saying? You, who you fellowship with, is whom you talk to. Whom you fellowship with, when you talk to them, you expect them to hear you. If you don't fellowship with your God, how can you expect him to hear you when you pray? We're trying to keep it simple here. I know some of y'all elders cringing because we're coming to it. Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. When it talks about Mary, how many are happy in their spirit despite their circumstances?
Come on now.
I'm inclined to hear somebody that I know going through something and they handle it like a person, like a real man or a real woman. They're not crying about what they're going on. They're not bellyaching. They're not walking around looking like they ain't ate for 20 days. You ever been around them kind of people?
Come on now.
You scared to ask them how they doing? I have gotten smart. I used to always, when I was in stores or wherever, I used to always say, Mother Elephant, how you doing today? Now I do what the Bible say, Brother Tyrone. See, I said it right. I try the spirit by the spirit. So I've tried their spirit already before I ask them, how you doing? Because I have gotten caught up in some half an hour conversation about how bad they doing. And then they turn around and end it with, bless God. I said, oh, Lord. that's my opportunity. Well, you know, may the blessings of the Lord be upon you. And I take my leave. But see, you need to be around people that have the ability to encourage you.
Yes.
And stir up your life.
Yes.
We have become so content with anybody praying for us. And anything. That's why the Bible says don't lay hands on a man suddenly. Because I don't want you laying hands on me and you full of mess. We had a little clique in the church years ago. All this stuff come back to fruition. I'm sorry. And they got to the place where if you didn't speak in tongues and you didn't shout that you were spiritual enough and you couldn't pray for them, they wouldn't let you touch them. They would come through the line, and when they got to you, they'd walk around you. They'd sidestep you. I used to think that was the funniest thing. So when they start coming through the line, if they sidestep that one, I sidestep them. Because I say, ain't nothing wrong with the anointing in his life. Just because you see it, because he don't do what you think he should do. You better make sure you know what you know that people love God.
Amen. Amen. Come on now. Amen.
Lord. And singing songs. Amen. That means when you're singing songs, you make melody. That means I can make melody all day long. All day long. My wife is a perfect example. She sings all the time. And I told her, you need to go on one of them shows where they ask you, they play two notes and then tell you to name the name of that tune. She must have a photographic memory because she can sing every song word for word. And I get mad because I have to look at the paper. Y'all funny. Listen to this. Here we go again. Is any sick, it's a question, among you? Or are there any sick within your ranks? The word sick is translated here weak, feeble, diseased, impotent. Ooh, Lord. There's a lot of impotent folks in the church. You know what it's talking about, right? Talking about them folks that lay by the gate. By the pool of Bethesda, waiting on somebody to come by to help them get in the water. Waiting on a prophet to come by, or a pastor, or a teacher, or an evangelist, or somebody, an apostle, to tell them that it's going to be all right instead of knowing it's all right yourself because you're already a prayer warrior.
Come on now.
I like to think, Brother Greg, when we make the statement prayer changes things, it does. It changes us. Good thing about it is we're not a thing, Sam. We're a person.